Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
All the guys want. I want what Mayweather got. You done bust your ass like Mayweather. I was trying to fight every fighter. I sacrificed a lot.
Dollar D. Riyasi Productions.
To get to where I got you.
What do you bring to the table?
Let's get this on. Let's do it.
Where's like this? It's hey,
wait. All right, that's it. Hold on. Bernard, everybody calm down.
Man, you know how these bitches is in this court. Total disrespect. Kid has no class, no style at all. I sacrificed a lot.
BoxingWiz.com
to get to where I got to.
BoxingWiz.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning. Good morning to all those waking up early with us here on the Boxing Voice Radio. Might as well call it a morning show. Little wake and bake edition. Get your lighters out. Light that shit. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you in the right frame of mind for this one, because it's a lot of BS that we have to discuss, you know? A lot of posers. A lot of posers out there. A lot of things happening. A big heavyweight match that we were all excited about is falling apart. But the one, Deontay Wilder, Alabama, Tuscaloosa zone.
Damn squad!
He's doing the unthinkable. I don't know. I know my co-host is a hipster, so once I introduce him, we'll ask him, can he remember another champion that decided to fight regardless of testing results? I don't know. But we're going to be talking the heavyweight division. We're going to be talking Deontay Wilder versus Luis Ortiz. Is it canceled? I don't know. We'll give you more info, all the details, facts. That's what we're bringing. So let me head on out to the Golden State. A little earlier on that end of things. Man, what's the weather like for you, Matt? It's been crazy cold, but I guess after, because he loves intros, guys.
Dollar D. Viasi Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. And it is 8:30 in the morning. It is early as hell. I have not had coffee. The weather, I think, is nice out. It was hot as hell yesterday. It was in the high 80s, low 90s. But it's early. It's 8:30, so it's still pretty cold. I live close to the ocean, so I still get that ocean weather, like that sea breeze. But if there's been another case of something like this where a champion still wants to fight a contender, even though that contender popped, I can't think of a case in boxing. I know of a case in the UFC, in UFC 200, when John Jones had to pull out due to testosterone. Daniel Cormier, the champion at the time, wanted to fight John Jones. That's the only real case I can remember, but that's not boxing. It's different. And it doesn't happen. If the commission, in this case, if it's VADA / the WBC, if they deem that this is true, that Luis Ortiz popped, that the B sample comes back hot, that his alibi doesn't check out, he didn't disclose it to VADA, et cetera, it doesn't look good. That is absolutely the case. Like, this fight happening is less than 1% chance of happening. It's time to start thinking of who can we replace, who can we get in there.
Wait, you're saying less than 1% due to the rules and regulations, you mean?
Yes, and precedent. This has never happened where somebody has popped pre the fight and they still be allowed to fight. I can't think of that. Mm-hmm. Can anyone think of a case where that happened? I mean, hopefully someone in the chat, someone in the comment section, you know, some one of our callers, anyone. I would love to hear a case of that. I can't think of one. There are rules to this. There are rules for a reason. We shouldn't allow if we are in a sport that does not allow PED use, then we should not allow guys to go in there that have taken PEDs, period. So Ortiz should not be fighting if this is true. Again, there's a due process. Unfortunately, that window of time is very short on when he can get that figured out. But if I'm Hal Heyman, if I'm Lou DiBella, if I'm Deontay Wilder, I am no longer thinking about Luis Ortiz. I'm thinking about replacing Luis Ortiz for that November card as soon as possible.
Well, I think that since you're saying if you're Deontay Wilder, you wouldn't be thinking about Luis Ortiz. Should we paraphrase what he said in his many Instagram posts, or should we play the audio?
Let's play the audio.
All right.
Or we can play the video. Same thing.
Well, all right. So I actually have a couple of pieces of... I'm going to say evidence, right? Because that's the term that is being used when this particular video plays. Help me on the audio. Let me know if we need to go up. Okay. And I guess I should tell you who this is. This is going to be the Miami Commission and ESPN Deportes, Claudia, I think it's Trepes or something like that. I'm not sure. I don't have the name in front of me. But once the news broke that Luis Ortiz tested positive, you know, this broke out. So I'll play the audio.
He works with the Florida Athletic Commission. Thank you for joining us, doctor. We just got informed about Luis Ortiz having a positive anti-doping test for this medication. Could you explain to us what this medication is about?
Yes, of course. The medication that was given to Lewis is a medication which is for a life-threatening situation, which is called hypertension or high blood pressure. Unfortunately, the people in the emergency room gave this combination drug, which has HCTZ, which is hydrochlorothiazide. Now, that is theoretically a
oops. All right. But I stopped it there by accident.
he goes on to say that it is a diuretic.
Whoa. I got to readjust the audio. Because I had to boost it for that clip. Go for it.
He goes on to say that that substance is a diuretic. Diuretics are not a steroid.
Well, there was actually a little bit of things I wanted you to hear there, right? Because I guess called bias a lot around here, you know.
Yes.
Every year it changes, and it's funny.
We are now Golden Boy bias. I love it.
I know. Now we're Golden Boy and Canelo butt lickers. Last year we were Heyman voice. So we'll see. You know, pretty soon we'll be like Ring Star Promotions. I don't know. So. What I want to say about that is that I have to play this again. I think it didn't stop. No, it didn't. But I can, I guess, fast forward. I want to stop it because he gives three reasons. And I just need you to pay close attention to these three reasons, especially number two.
He works with the Florida Athletic Commission. Thank you for joining us, doctor. We just got informed about Luis Ortiz having a positive anti-doping test for this medication. Could you explain to us what this medication?
All right, this is being played on the computer, so it is being interrupted there.
He works the Florida Athletic Commission. Thank you for joining us, doctor. We just got informed about Luis Ortiz having a positive anti-doping test for this medication. Could you explain to us what this medication is about?
Yes, of course. The medication that was given to Lewis is a medication which is for a life-threatening situation, which is called hypertension.
Jesus. It's all right. So what's happening is I'm obviously getting a interruption on the video, bro. So wait, Matt, you can't talk. It's going to take me a sec. But you
don't need. I remember this video. I saw it.
Well, I wanted them to hear that second reason. This is fucking aggravating. At least I know that my timestamp is the 25th second, so it won't be hard to get back to it. But go ahead. You can give me your thoughts on what you know so far, because I know you watched it already.
He goes on to say that, you know, diuretics are used to basically mask steroids. They've used that in the past. There's a reason why they are on the banned substance list. For the record, my personal bias, I really don't care about PEDs, to be honest. So I'm not as harsh about it. But it's on the list. It's illegal under the rule set. So again, even if it is a prescribed medication that is for high blood pressure, him and his team should absolutely have asked the doctor, hey, here's the banned substance list. Are any of these in this drug that you're now prescribing my athlete? His manager, his agent, somebody should have done that. When you're at that level, when you're at that championship level, when you have a team around you, that's what that team is for. I think every fighter needs to start doing that, where they don't ingest anything in their body without looking at it. If you're now taking VADA testing, USADA testing, all these more extreme testing systems, you need to start really looking at what you're ingesting in your system. They did a study where GNC had over, I believe, like 46% of their product had illegal substances in it, such as steroids and HGH and such. So there's a reason why these guys are popping and they're saying, I don't know why I'm popping. There's a legitimate reason why, but still, it's negligence. You're still taking that substance and not being proactive and saying, hey, what is in this substance? Let me make sure I'm not going to pop. So regardless if he's going to say, hey, it's in this medication, VADA's going to come back and say, you should have asked your doctor if this was going to make you pop. It's your negligence that led to this hot test.
I don't even think they're going to ask that because, you know, there's a...
If they get that far, that's what will happen.
There's a spot on the form, just like when you go to the doctor for any visit, dental, it doesn't matter. It says, are you on any medication? It is your job to fill out what medication. Why? Because the physician you could be seeing could give you or prescribe you something else that can, you know, cross with what you're already on and cause some damages. And then you want to blame your doctor because you didn't tell him. But we stopped on the 25th second. I desperately want to get to these three things so we can all laugh together. Oh, wait, got to turn it up. We're gonna make sure we get through this one together.
Well, in the emergency room, gave this combination drug, which has HCTZ, which is hydrochlorothiazide. Now, that is theoretically a diuretic. But in this particular case, I'm very upset because, first of all, this is not a way.
All right, some keywords, Matt. Remember, you can't talk. Your audio is raised up. Keywords here. First of all, I'm very upset.
Question. That's number one. Number two, it's not being used as a masking substance. Number three.
So his reason is, number one, I'm very upset because of the condition. And number two, it's not being used as a masking agent. Now, I'm going to bring you in, all right, because I need your thoughts on this part. Now, how exactly do you think he knows it's not being used as a masking agent simply because he's holding the bottle in his hand? What does he mean by that?
He works for the Miami Commission or the Florida Commission, right? That's what he said?
Exactly. Miami. That has nothing to do with New York. It's about 1,300 miles away.
Well, one, we've seen numerous times where, like, Bob Bennett, the head of the Nevada State Athletic Commission, go on television and not know the rule set. He's done it on boxing cards. He's done it on UFC cards. So the heads of major commissions sometimes don't know their own rules and don't know their own regulations. So whoever this guy is, he may not know everything. Like, that is entirely possible. You know, we say that these commission, you know, officials are experts, but they're just appointed officials by the government. Like that I'm sorry. Like they, I don't know what background he has. I don't know if he's a doctor. I don't know what he is. He's just a commission official. Diuretics are used as masking agents. That's 100% a fact.
Exactly. And
now, did he take this prescription med as a masking agent for other steroids? I can't say that. I don't think we can say that. We can definitely say diuretics as a whole are used as masking agents. All we can say is, hey, you took a diuretic. That's illegal. Boom. There you go. Well, if you want to make further speculations, you, Ness, or the listeners or the callers, that's perfectly fine. You're entitled to do that. But I will not do that. I would just say he took an illegal substance. Figure out the due process, and let's move on. Let's get Dylan White or somebody else in there.
Well, since our first show, and this is why it's important that you guys continue to drop us those 5-star reviews and continue to keep us number one on iTunes amongst boxing podcasts. Because since that first show that we did, well, that I did alone in the morning on this particular topic, I received numerous calls. Numerous. But the most interesting was from the manager of King Kong. He had a lot of interesting things to say. And actually, if I could just go through my texts here, he sent me tons of things on diuretics.
But you have to hear the I don't know if that last reason played. That last reason played. He said, well, this is a diuretic, and it's the heavyweight division, so it's just crazy.
Yeah, because diuretics are also used to cut weight.
Yeah, I know. And he's saying, what heavyweight needs to cut weight? So that's just dumb of us to think that. But it's so dumb.
I don't think he was using it to cut weight. No. Again, if he was using it for illegal, nefarious purposes, highly doubt it was to cut weight. I highly think it was probably to mask other substances if he was using it for nefarious reasons.
No. I absolutely agree. Maybe I confused you because I was talking about the manager of King Kong and then switched back to the Miami Commission without really stating that I'm talking about the Miami Commission. And what I meant was he was being ridiculous because that was his, yes. You know. Anyway. So where were we going?
The text messages.
The text messages from Jay, the manager. So he says that Lewis has been on the pills. Look, he showed me. I guess I should screenshot this. Fuck. Let me see. Is there going to be any information shown here? Oh, no. The numbers. All right. Let me open this up in a separate. Because this is a separate pill bottle from the one floating around on the internet. Because, you know, the Boxing Voice is cool like that. So we get the real shit. And anyway, here it goes. All right, let me screen share this now. This one shows the date of April. Yes, April 18th. Excuse me, April 27th, 2018. Which means...
2018?
Yeah.
Is that expiration date?
Yes, which means at the very least.
That means nothing.
No, stop it. Stop.
Well, medications. Time out.
Can I finish my thought? Like, you tell me.
Yes, sure.
You're already about to jump the gun. You don't even know what the fuck I'm going to say. Anyway, at least argue what my opinion. My opinion of this date stating 4/27/18. I could only be fair, even though I get fucking criticized of being biased. I'm the pro Wilder guy here. But in my opinion, reading that Lewis has been taking blood pressure medicine since April 27th, 2018, and this fight is, you know, what? We're in September of, that expires. Shit, that's wrong. So you made me argue for nothing. Fuck.
I told you, that's an expiration date, and it's 4 refills before that date. Like, so he has 4 more times to pick up 30 pills of this shit. And again, I don't know. It's one tablet every day, so that's,
That sucks. I was really hoping, you see, I was really hoping that this was before. I was really hoping that that date was before the fight announcement to give him some validity. You know, I want him not to be a cheater. I want him to be, you know, vindicated in this situation. I want this fight to happen. But I guess that didn't prove anything. Let's see if there's any other pictures, though. We never know, right? That sucked. You know?
Well, the thing is like, yeah, he has medication. That's great. We understand that. But still, if you did not disclose that to VADA, if you did not go through the process of screening it with your doctor and saying, hey, is it going to pop for X, Y, and Z? Then you still fucked up. You're still going to get punished in some way. It may not be a year or 2 years, but you will get punished in some way. You're not getting this fight. You fucked up your chance. The second you pop, the second that goes in the public consciousness, you are guilty till proven innocent when it comes to PED testing. In sports, yeah,
the way that Wilder's playing it, the public, you know, the sanctioning bodies, the networks, the commentators, and the narrative will be he's taking one for the team, and he's going to defend all of boxing by beating the cheat. He's going to fight him regardless of result and still get the same result because he's that good and he fights clean, and I believe in clean. I'm telling you, I mean, we still have to go over his many posts, like I told you. And obviously, I led us there already, but he's indicated fully that that's exactly what he wants to do. Regardless of the results, he wants to fight. He's actually pleading with the WBC via social media, and I'm sure behind the scenes, to allow it to happen.
It's not going to happen.
All right. And
I would be highly shocked. I would be highly shocked if it happens.
I mean, look, the WBC, seeing that everyone is disappointed, trying to please boxing, can totally, I guess, temporarily take Luis Ortiz's excuse, right? Temporarily to allow the fight to happen, you know. I don't know. I guess not. Fuck. We got 4 weeks because you could
theoretically. Yes, they can.
You could get a retest in there between 4 weeks. So, I mean, there's just nothing you can tell the public. Like, look, you know, because if it's more along the lines like, all right, we're gonna let them slide, and then 4 weeks from later, we're gonna reconvene and thoroughly check this situation. But it's like, no, you let them clean out. If you do, I don't know what to do here, man. I really want this fight. I'll be honest.
I think we all wanted this fight, and unfortunately, we're all not getting it now. Theoretically, could the WBC do that? Yes. I think they did something for it for clenbuterol, I think. It's now coming back to me. I think there was a fight maybe like a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, where somebody popped for like clenbuterol from Mexico. Yeah, well, and
that was Morales. I don't know if that was WBC. Probably was, because Danny had the belt. It was in New York. But it was a New York commission. I mean, I don't know.
It has happened before, but it's so rare.
And think about the Povetkin situation, Matt. How different is the Povetkin situation, right? I mean,
they were so quick to take that fight off the table.
No, not about off the table. So you're going the wrong route. The fact that Povetkin kept getting extensions and trying to plead his case, like, he just kept popping, and he's still like number six. He's still fighting. The punishment was nothing, let alone then he got into this mandatory.
Whoa, no, hold on, time. The punishment was something. He lost that title fight, and now he is regulated to fight in Russia.
Yeah,
it's never been the same.
And bro, he wasn't like, yo, when you get caught,
nobody gets banned. Nobody gets banned for life. I know Eddie Hearn said that, but nobody gets banned for shit. Come on. You get a year or 2 years. That's it. You come back.
These guys are not even getting a year. These guys are not even getting a year.
That's fine. The NFL, there's a guy that popped for a second time, and he had a 10-game suspension. That's it. That's not even a whole season. A guy popped a second time in the NFL, and he only got a 10-game suspension.
Contact NFL, yeah, bro. This is a little different than you know, the NFL. But look, it's not.
It's a physical contact sport.
Well, you're using your body in boxing, totally different. You know, why your body as a spear in that one? I think this is totally different.
But okay, the amount of people that have literally died from football, that have CTE, that have committed suicide from football. Again, to say that they don't have physical contact is just ridiculous.
I never said they don't have
And the point is, is that in other sports, and most sports really, people really don't care. Baseball really cares a lot, but even they have laxed on it in a lot of ways. Like PD, I would say, I don't know, caring or PED regulation overall is really laxed.
Well, I'll tell you what people don't care about. They don't care about PEDs. You know, they obviously don't want it in the sport because all it does is ruin good fights.
I'm not talking about fans.
I am, though.
But I'm not. Because fans aren't the ones that determine how long Luis Ortiz is suspended. Fans aren't the ones that determine if Alexander Povetkin got extensions.
Politics determine that.
No, there's literally organizations that the VADA, USADA, WADA, WBC, those organizations, the NFL, like all these organizations determine that. And they have deemed it that it is that we don't care because you know why a large percentage of athletes are taking steroids. There's a documentary on Netflix called Invictus or something like that. It's chronicling the Russian PED use in the Olympics, right? Everyone, you should go watch that. And their estimates, the doctors that are giving these athletes steroids are saying 80 to 90% of world athletes are taking steroids. That's what the people that give steroids to athletes are saying. It's a majority, a vast majority of people. So unless something drastically changes, we're going to keep getting these situations where these guys randomly get popped. They're going to get a year, maybe, and they're going to come back in the sport like Alexander Povetkin.
Well, let me go to the Instagram of Deontay Wilder so we could get his immediate reaction yesterday morning when he realized what took place. And then we'll go down his many, you know. Make sure that that's showing on the big screen there, Matt. We'll go down his many posts. So this one was the first one. Picture of a baboon. Caption, you ain't no King Kong. You a fucking baboon. With a really ugly looking baboon, unfortunately. That dude's booty is fucked up. Matt. You want to do the pleasures of reading Wilder's description there?
No, you always do better reads than I do. I don't know why you want me to do it. You always do a much better job.
That's a liar. You know what? We don't even need to read it because this is the one where he goes totally in video. See?
Last night I had a stress breakdown, man. I don't understand, bro. I don't understand. Why these fighters don't want to fucking fight me fair? I can't understand it to save my life. But they do all this fucking talking. Man, it's some bullshit. But you supposed to be the boogeyman of the motherfucking division. You a bitch. That's what you is. A straight bitch. That's sad, man. And then these motherfuckers want to sit up here and blame it on some blood pressure medicine. My nigga, you ain't on no blood pressure medicine. Let's keep it real. Keep it real to all the people. You're not on blood pressure medicine. You were just at the hospital putting IVs in your system, trying to flush this shit. That's why you didn't make it to the press conference. We was on it.
So that's one video. So what do you think?
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, whenever somebody starts an Instagram rant video with a deep breath, you know they're going to say some shit. Like, you just know, like, some shit's about to come out.
Yo, he's so tight in this video, he's going to make his own words up as the video goes on. I'm sure, I don't even know if anyone checked them, but once I get the Bama, I'm going to be like, really? Are you flubbergasted right now, too? He's just made his own shit up. Word is born. I can't wait to see memes.
Yo, when you're really mad, you start making up shit. Come on. We all know that.
No, it's because he's flustered and flabbergasted. No, I don't even know.
Flabbergasted.
I don't know what he is. I don't know. We'll see because it should be coming up. I mean, he goes in. I'm telling you, this is a long rant. Prepare yourselves. Get your coffees out. And Matt, remember, I got to readjust.
And I keep telling these fighters, if you're going to take something and put something in your motherfucking system, we going to know. I got eyes and ears everywhere. I got friends all over the world, man. I know who's doing it. And there's a lot of you motherfucking heavyweights doing it. I'm not going to call your name out for various of reasons. But trust me, I know. Any of these motherfuckers that got rage, that want to act crazy, out in rage, talk this nonsense, calling people all the time with their rage, they on it. Trust me, I know. I'm not going to say their names, but I gave you a hint. They on it. Motherfucker sit up here lying like blood pressure medicine. And first off, you got to tell Vada what you own. First off, if it was that serious, why wouldn't you tell them that? Why would you tell Vada that you was on blood pressure medicine? That's the first step. Why would that be a big secret?
Any comment, Matt, on video number two?
No, I mean, I'm just highly, I can't wait to be in Bama and actually ask him about this, that this video, because he's saying that he knows basically who's all on it, and he's not going to call anyone out for various reasons.
He's been saying that for a while, though.
He has been, but I mean, I almost felt like he was about to say it. Like, that's like he is very close to start making accusations, and I'm wondering where he gets this info from. I'm wondering.
I think he just gets tongue tied. Keep listening to these videos. Like, maybe he's just not like the best speaker. He needs to probably just take a couple of breaths in between. Because again, like he makes his own words of it. But it could be the frustration. It's like he said, bro.
Nothing I commented on was about him being like flustered or him like misspeaking. I think he spoke fine there. The only thing he sort of misspoke was various, but that's fine. Like when you're speaking off the cuff like he does, like you're gonna say some shit wrong.
When they are finished taking blood sample or urine sample, you have on the form. You have an opportunity to write down what all you're taking, what all you're on. Why wasn't that part filled out? Because y'all are fucking liars. Y'all are fucking liars. And you scared. All y'all should be scared of me, though. All y'all should, because I'm the devil. It's the vision. All y'all should be scared of me and then lying to these people. Like, get blood pressure. Man, get the fuck out of here. That's why you missed your flight. I was on that, too. That's why you missed your fucking flight, talking about you was in the airport all night. And you missed the flight. Y'all fucking liars. We was already on that for the tip. We already got this. Man, it's so much shit. It's so much shit. Y'all got to be careful what y'all do, where y'all be, because people are looking and watching. And my people was on it, man. You motherfucking liars. Y'all didn't want to fight me, man.
What do you think about that statement? Y'all didn't want to fight me, because I don't really think that that's what this means. I think that if this is true and there was some performance enhancement, going on, which we don't know at this point, we just know it's a diuretic. But one could only think, in theory, if you want to take performance enhancements drug, is because you want to ensure the win, not because you want to get caught cheating so that you don't have to fight.
Yeah, I think the narrative of people that are taking steroids because they're scared, I think is kind of like a bullshit thing. I think everyone wants to get ahead in life. Everyone wants to take the shortcut too. Like, everyone wants to be at the top. And if you're telling me I can take these substances and you're telling me they're not going to pop, etc., and it's going to help me. It's going to help me not get injured in training camp. It's going to help me train longer. It's going to help me improve my skills because I'm training longer. A lot of people are going to take that. And case in point, the vast majority of people that have given steroids to these athletes say that number of athletes taking steroids is in the high percentage, or just not steroids, performance enhancing drugs, period. Whether it be EPO, HGH, diuretics, whatever it is, there's a huge percentage of athletes taking it. I don't think those athletes are scared. I think they're trying to get ahead.
All right.
when they are finished taking blood sample or urine sample.
Right. We heard that one.
Man, I'm so frustrated right now.
Oh, there it goes. There it goes. Frustrated. So, so he's flustered and frustrated at the same. I fucking love that shit. We need the coin. Yeah, frustrated.
Man, I'm so frustrated right now, man. It's just crazy. Again, this shit happened to me again. Nobody will never know what it feel like to put your body through someone. I'm so ready for him right now. A third time. Again, over and over and over, each and every time.
Let's go back to full screen.
They don't want to play fair when it come to me.
Oh,
but
shit.
I understand because, shit, look who you finna
face. I was trying to be nosy and see the comments.
That's what I do. That's what I do. I'll be scared of me too. Bitch ass. You ain't no fucking King Kong. You a fucking motherfucking bam. Oh my God. Man. I'm so frustrated right now, people. Y'all gotta understand, man. This is crazy. This is crazy.
Yo, this fight happening, Matt, I know obviously it's against what you think the rules stand for and everything, but, you know, taking all that out, politics aside, there's going to be some serious animosity. Like, he's going to really want to, I mean, you've heard him and seen it on his social media. He, in my interviews, he says that he always felt that this year was the year one of his opponents would pass away in the ring. This is only more fuel to the fire. Not to say that that's what he's seeking, but he is going to be seeking destruction, which with his wild style and Luis Ortiz's given nature, being a Cuban counterpunching style, big puncher, I mean, it only smells for like a recipe for disaster. I mean, with the added ingredients. I mean, obviously, you know, we expected Bermain Stiverne to end in knockout, and it didn't. So, you know, one could only assume that maybe this one can do the same. But, again, I think both men really want to put a hurting on each other.
The thing is that. I think that he's at a point where he is very frustrated. That he's commenting back to trolls on Instagram.
Yo, stop, bro. He's frustrated.
He's frustrated, man, and I understand why.
You got to remember the same way he made up Bomb Squad with a Z. Know what I'm saying? It's no different. Yo, when you that famous, you just make your own shit. I mean, Kanye does it all the time, so don't try to take credit away from my boy Wilder.
No. I'm not taking credit away. Again, let me finish my point. You know, when you rag on me for not letting you finish your point, let me finish mine. I'm worried that he's getting a little bit too emotional about it, that might affect his in-ring performance come November, that he might be too wild in there. I think the best version of Wilder we've all seen is the version against Stiverne, where he stuck behind the jab when he boxed. That was the best version of Wilder. We haven't really seen that since, in a way. Now, is a Wilder that is pissed off over so many opponents falling out, feeling like he doesn't get the respect he thinks he's earned, feels like no one believes he is a legit champion, and all these legit contenders that come up take steroids, and he feels like they're ducking him. That might affect him in the ring, and that's what I'm more worried about than anything else.
Kind of the same thing I was saying when I started. Like, I feel like it's a recipe for disaster, this added anger, that Cuban south punching style. Man, I just want to see this fight. Go on to the next clip.
To sum all this up, Ortiz allegedly talking about he on blood pressure medicine, which is his lie. And if he is, then why the fuck you didn't write it down on the vital sheet? That was easy to do. You're supposed to let them know what you want. That was easy to do, but that's a fucking lie, because we know. That's why you didn't make it to the press conference. That's why you didn't catch that flight to the press conference, because you was at the doctor getting IV stuck in. Yeah, I know. You were trying to flush that shit out. And then what you really took, you took something else to try to cover it up, like a shield, like a shell over it to cover it up. But it ain't no getting around this shit, man. Why the fuck y'all do this shit? And then one, man, you needed something to beat me, but you King Kong. You King Kong and pound your motherfucking chest and all this bullshit. And who am I? Who am I? I'm just a motherfucker that done fall pounds, right? Leave it up to people. But look at this shit.
Last clip.
People, don't let Ortiz people or anybody else persuade you to go anywhere else or think anywhere else. They know what they was doing. They know what they put in their system. They tried to hide it and cover it up, but it didn't work. It failed miserably. And here we are right now. I just want to know, man. I just want a serious answer before I go. Why y'all all got to cheat for me? Why? Are y'all that scared of me? Am I that scary? I just talk my talk to walk my walk. That's it. I'm very confident in what I say. And what I mean is what I say. And what I say, I mean, that's it. If I say I'm going to beat your ass, I'm going to beat your ass. No question asked. That's how real I am. But I'm going to look, man. I'm out, man.
Now, he got hella more shit, right? That was just the beginning. And then he got this one. He got Fizz. This is just him venting. But this is the one that means something. Fast forward to, I guess this was 16 hours ago.
Hey, nigga, you swing, I swing.
Yeah, that condition supposed to be right. I'm about to be swinging. What's up, baby? It's your boy, the Bronze Bomber. I just want to let everybody know that I will be fighting November the 4th at the Barclays Center still. You know, announcement's coming soon. We'll see what's going on. We're going to try to resolve this matter as soon and as fast as possible. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know for sure November 4th is still going down. And it's all up to the WBC, whatever they want to do with it. You know, I've already put in the request that I still want to fight him no matter what. Because, you know, these motherfuckers don't do these PEDs. They're just going to do it. So, if you need some help with me, fine. Let's make this shit still happen. But again, it's not up to me. So we'll see what happens, babe.
So at least he's put it out on social media that he personally still wants Lewis and that the fight on that date is still on, which brings us to finally the second half of the show.
Well, very quickly, I have two quick points on those videos before we go to the next half the show, in a sense. Wilder, please do not whisper to the camera anymore when you make those Instagram rants. Yelling, all that shit's fine. Even just talking normally is fine. But I don't, that whispering, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think that's going to translate well. Also, doing Instagram rant videos in poses that most people never do does not look good as well. Just be normal. You know, you don't have your arm like this. You know?
Most people can't do that pose. You know what that pose?
No, you don't. No. Most people don't do that pose because they just don't normally do that.
No, because they can't. Only bosses can do that pose because usually when you're in that pose, you're laid up either in a bed, and in his particular video, it's even more bossy because he's in a car, which means he's being chauffeured.
That's great.
So you,
I understand that, but still, I'm just saying people are gonna make fun of him for that stupid shit.
No, and I'm
saying you can clearly get your point across without doing that. That's all.
So let's talk about these opponents. I'm gonna go ahead and put these possible opponents, and we'll give you the facts as to why these are being mentioned as possible opponents over here. But I'm going to go ahead and say that because the video belongs to iFilm London and there's no way I can possibly play a 16-minute interview with Dillian White, I can't do what we just did with the last audio. and go bit by bit and break it down. But he's very delusional, Mr. White. You would need to go and watch the video. It dropped today. Last when I checked it, it only had like 200 views, so I'm sure now it's in the thousands. But White's a bit delusional. The first piece of evidence that makes him a resident at the cuckoo bin is this statement, and I'm paraphrasing. Deontay Wilder's ducking me. He's fighting Luis Ortiz. Luis Ortiz is 60 years old. I'm young and up and coming.
That was funny. Come on.
No, I did like his he was killing Luis Ortiz. Killing him in the whole interview. I mean, but he killed everybody, right? So we have Gerald Miller, who I believe on Tuesday will announce that he is signed to Matchroom. And once that announcement is done, he could easily pull out that Maurice Vaak fight, take a Wilder fight. But Eddie Hearns, once he announces that he's signing him, if I'm right, why rush him into a Wilder fight? You build him up just a little bit more. Give him that Chisora, who he just signed as well. Or that Dillian White. You know, you keep building that brand. But that is the other option. And why? Because even Gerald Miller took to his social media. I guess I should have showed that too, right? He took to his social media saying that he wants AKA Beyonce Wilder. And he's willing to step in for November 4th. Now, the funny thing about Dillian White, why I keep telling you he's delusional, because while there's plenty of headlines saying that Eddie Hearns wants Dillian White to be the replacement, Dillian White, in his interview this morning, makes a strong case for him having some sort of belief that he is an A-side or some sort of A-side, you know? He compares himself to Big Baby Miller. He says Big Baby can't even sell 5,000 tickets in New York. He says he sells about 20,000 tickets. He says when he's on a card, automatically all the financials go up. Yeah, and he says that if he stepped in for November 4th, the network had to be right and the money had to be right. This coming from a guy that's supposed to be a late replacement. So I like your attitude, Dillian White, but it still makes you a bit delusional. You're getting a world. Whoa. So you're telling me he has negotiation power in a Brooklyn card?
A UK fighter? Hold on. As an established guy in the heavyweight division, he definitely has some sort of negotiation power when it comes to a replacement fight. If he's coming on short notice and it's a world title fight, yeah, he should get paid. Let's be honest. I think anyone in that position should get paid, not just Dillian White. Let's get that off the record. Anyone that steps in late notice in a world championship fight should get paid well. They should be paid well.
Well, let's not forget, since you like to just assume that Chris Arreola, when he stepped in the last time an opponent of Wilder failed, only received $150,000.
That's true. That was unfortunate.
So you know.
But for him, that could have been well. I don't know what he was paid before that.
It's not about well or bad, and we all know he's been up there way before because he's been a title challenger on numerous occasions. He's been on HBO, so he's made way bigger money. What I need you to understand is that when you're being a fill-in, there's only fill-in money. There's no negotiation money.
No, I don't agree with that.
Well, you need to obviously.
I think anyone, again.
How does Dillian White, let me just speak for a second. How does Dillian White's fandom in the UK come into play in an already set card, already stacked and set? Stacked and set. There are numerous undefeated New York City fighters, Al Haymon fighters, putting their O's on the line to fill that Barclays Center because Wilder can't do it alone. He's from Alabama. And fucking Lewis is from Miami.
Are we not going to act like at one point Dillian White was, and Eddie Hearn were offering Wilder a fight for
$4 million to go to the UK.
Hold on, let me finish my thought. $4 million, which is a lot more than what Deontay Wilder was probably going to make against Luis Ortiz. I'm not saying Dylan White should be making $4 million. I don't know how much he should be paying, but he should get paid well, whatever that number is. And I think him saying the money has to be right for me to jump in on 4 weeks' notice or 6 weeks' notice to fight Deontay Wilder. Yeah, you should. The money should be right. I'm not upset at that at all.
Okay. Let me.
I think the network thing was just him saying something, because I think most likely the network issue is not an issue at all.
Some more of Dylan White's train of thought is Deontay Wilder's ducking me. He's taking the Luis Ortiz fight, who I know the public and on paper he's the older, the more dangerous fight. But let's be honest, he's 60 years old. Why not come make this $4 million in the UK instead of fighting Luis Ortiz? He's like, we're in this business to make money. So he feels that the right fight is the bigger fight.
I can see why he thinks that. That is a logical thing to believe. If I'm Dylan White, or if I'm anyone that believes what Dylan White just said, I can see why they think that. Now, the counter argument obviously is Luis Ortiz means more to the division at this point. Beating him would probably mean more for a legacy than beating Dylan White at this point. So maybe that's what Deontay Wilder is going after, is legacy more than money, which should be applauded. But again, that's only if that's the case.
Well, we obviously know that's the case. Wilder had to take a pay cut in order to pay the step-aside money to Bermain Stiverne to then get Lewis in the ring. And still, he's going to have to face the mandatory. So he paid money not to fight the mandatory, to fight a tougher guy. I mean, if you can't see the legacy, the guy looking for legacy in that, then, we have all sorts of issues. But speaking of issues, the biggest one is that ESPN is reporting that Stiverne may be elevated, who was supposed to be fighting Dominic Brazil on that card via .com stream, will now be elevated to main event. And I hope they say no. Now, Matt is dead set. When we started, producing on this and thinking in the green room, he said Stiverne is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying, I don't think so. I'm saying the network already rejected that fight. So it was so serious that Wilder himself, again, I have to keep repeating it so that you understand how serious it was. He himself had to pay his mandatory to go somewhere so that the network would then entertain him being on there. So why would the network all of a sudden say, oh, Wilder, you know what? It ain't your fault. We're going to stand behind you, and we're going to buy the same fight we told you was shit 6-7 months ago, because your opponent, who we were pleased with, decided to test positive. And we're in the business of making people happy, not doing business. I don't think so.
Now, you want to hear the counter argument?
Yeah, sure.
When that was talked about, when those headlines were out, when Wilder was saying that that the networks were not going to pick up the fight, that card did not have Sean Porter versus Adrian Granados on it. Adrian Granados recently headlined a Showtime card, which did, I believe, if not the best numbers of the year, they were the second best numbers of the year. Sean Porter is a long-time Showtime fighter. Fights on CBS. He has a great relationship with Showtime. That addition, I think, of Sean Porter versus Adrian Granados, which will carry some weight to it in terms of just name value. You know, if boxing fans know those guys, Showtime might be a little bit more okay with taking Wilder Stiverne because they have other fights on the card that matter. This is more of a stacked card. than when it was originally announced.
Yo, you could play publicist for Showtime all you want. Granados are two tune-ups. Now, if you're telling me Granados is fighting Thomas DeLorme, that's a fight.
Hold on, time. Are we going to act like Adrian Granados arguably didn't beat Broner?
Like I said, I made my metaphor real easy for you. If you're going to tell me Granados versus Thomas DeLorme, yeah, that's a fight. Granados versus Juan Carlos Ibargu, yeah, that's a fight. Granados versus any other fucking C-level. Not even matter of fact, Luis Collazo versus Adrian Granados, I'll call it a fight, but Lou might think it's disrespectful. And fans of Lou Collazo might think it's disrespectful.
I don't think that's disrespectful
at all. Adrian Granados versus Sammy Vasquez, that's a fight. But fucking Adrian Granados versus Porter, that's not a fight. That's a showcase. That's a tune-up. Wilder versus Stavern, too, that's not a fight. That's a showcase. That's a tune-up. Stop it. Paint it any way you want. Get out of
that's great. I'm not talking about. Hold on. I'm not talking about, are these fights great? I'm talking about, will eyeballs come and watch this fight?
But you're trying to say that all of a sudden Porter added marquee value when
it did.
He's in a showcase.
He's not in a showcase. He may be in a tune-up, but not a showcase.
I mean, look,
Adrian Broner was in the main event of a Showtime card. You're saying that Adrian Granados is not worthy of a marquee matchup. He was just in a main event this year for Showtime. This year, he was in a main event and did the best numbers of the year with Adrian Broner. And you're going to say, well, it was with Adrian Broner. But then that's taking away any credit for Adrian Granados. And again, Showtime being willing to put him in a main event slot. They put Adrian Granados in a main event slot. So they're going to say, well, he's in a co-main. Yeah, we can deal with Wilder, Stavern. We're going to get Sean Porter, Adrian Granados. I forget what else is on the card. They're going to be like, we're going to get our monies back anyways. We don't have to worry about it. They're going to say that.
Listen.
Now, hold on. Could Wilder's team say, we don't want the Stavern fight? That's 100% possible. That's 100% possible. But Showtime doesn't give a fuck.
I bet you Venus and Serena had a wonderful upbringing as siblings, you know, being as though they play tennis, they learn easy how to just go back and forth. What I wanted to say when you thought I was trying to talk over you was, I'm wrong for saying that Granados is a showcase or a tune-up. It was a difficult fight for Broner, but Broner is not Porter. And
true.
And for anyone, Kenny Porter included, to hear my statement and think that I'm shitting on his son or shitting on their favorite fighter, Sean Porter, if you're a fan of him, you're insane, because it's more of a compliment. We think so highly of Porter that versus Granados, it's like, you know, I bet you he can't even get up for that shit. He gonna get up for it because he's a fucking an athlete.
Sean Porter.
You know, it's Sean Porter, but like, he not happy about that. You know what I'm saying? Is he happy to get a continuous check where some of these other fighters are only fighting once a year and twice a year? Hell yeah, he's happy to be one of those guys that's on TV four times, five times a year and getting paid to do it. But he still wants the big fights, or at least the meaningful fights, you know? And look, Granados, he deserves a shot, but I don't know. I mean, I guess, man. He was actually staying busy. You know that he was scheduled for the StubHub for the 14th. They were going to use him anyway.
Who?
Granados. Heyman.
Oh, I'm not surprised about that. I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah, he was already scheduled for the 14th in the StubHub. They just switched him from the West to the East because the East is the best coast. See how I slipped that one in there on you?
That's great. I think that Stavern is very likely. For us to say that's not happening because it didn't happen a couple months ago, I think is different and wrong, because a couple months ago the card was very different. But Wilder's team can do a lot here. Lou DiBella can do a lot here. Al Haymon can do a lot here. We could easily have Dillon Whyte versus Wilder, which, let's be honest, it's a good fight. That was a fight that a lot of us were even saying is the better route for Wilder than the Luis Ortiz fight.
Yeah, but not this way.
not this way. No, I completely agree. I understand, but I'm saying a lot of people are saying that the white matchup was the way to go, not Luis Ortiz, for a lot of reasons, and we all know those reasons. So it's not a big loss if you're going to fight white. There's a lot to gain from that. Perhaps more. There's more upside potentially with that win in terms of money, in terms of getting the Anthony Joshua fight, beating a guy like Dylan White who is known to the UK boxing market. That matters. Even if it's in New York and not in the UK, that will matter to the UK market. They will know about it. They will hear about it. They will see it. Trust me on that.
Yeah, man, I hear you, bro. But I would rather, if Wilder going to fight a UK guy, fight him in the UK, build his brand out there. You know, it helps promote and get that Anthony Joshua fight. Fighting Dillian White over here, that doesn't do anything. That doesn't do anything. Let's go out to the callers, though. We're going to open up these phone lines. You know, the number 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 time if you want to speak to the host. You want to voice your opinion here on the Voice of the People hotline. I'm going to go out to my guy in the UK. I'm gonna get your thoughts. What do you think exactly, Rob? I mean, is there a difference in Wilder fighting Dillian White in the UK opposed to fighting him here in November 4th in the Barclays Center on a pre-existing card with 4 weeks notice for the UK fans to get behind Mr. Body Snatcher?
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
BJ was gonna beat me, didn't ya? You predict he's gonna beat me. He got smashed.
Why isn't Wilder sold out 90,000? This guy has been pro for like 8 years, 9 years. If Wilder wants some of his work, he can definitely get it on ASAP.
BoxingWiz.com. Hey Nez, how you doing? Hey Matt.
What up?
Yeah, all good. Regarding the question you just asked me, I think it's worth bearing in mind that Sky Sports had bought the rights for Wilder and Ortiz, which, you know, got a lot of people quite excited about. And we were going to get, you know, a look at Wilder. And I think if suddenly Dillian White is the replacement for Ortiz, I think that's going to bring even more UK eyeballs to Wilder. And we get, you know, more UK fans get a better look at him. So in some respects that could be a good move. I know, you like you say, like numbers wise it's maybe not a good move, you know, it's a better fight in the UK, but the fact that Sky Sports bought the rights for to show it here, I think if Dillian White's the replacement, then maybe that's a good thing, and it just elevates Wilder. And you know, when he came over to do commentary with Sky or as a pundit for the Klitschko fight, we all wanted Wilder to make all the noise and maybe get up on Bing. But, you know, he didn't really do anything there. But, you know, this is a chance for the UK to see what Wilder's all about. Yeah, and I just think it could be a smart move. You know, I'm not Dillian White's biggest fan, don't get me wrong, but you know, as far as maybe setting up things with the AJ thing, you know, the UK fans, we see Wilder potentially deal with Dillian White, seven rounds with AJ.
Rob, you are sounding horrible, possibly traveling, which is understandable. I don't know if you want to stop. I'm going to switch off to another caller here. We're going to go to Junior in the Bronx, the BX, stand up.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's been a while. I haven't spoken to you guys.
What's up? What's up, brother?
I think it's a shame that, like, there's people still blaming Wilder for not getting a...
Can you speak into that microphone, really, brother? Speak into the mic.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Now, I was just saying that I think it's a shame that it's happened to Wilder 3 times, and there's still people blaming him for not being able to get a good fight in. And my opinion, according to Luis Ortiz, like, if it happened to you once, bro, like, you should have somebody in your team that is looking into Vada and checking for stuff that you aren't supposed to be using. And Wilder's right. Like, if you're using something for blood pressure, you should tell them, hey, I'm taking this medication. Because if you were caught once, you don't want it to happen again to you. So I think it's a shame, and I mean, I don't know. Like, I was really looking forward to this fight, so now, like, it's, I don't know what's gonna happen. I think Wilder should just move on and fight Dillian White or Stiverne. That's his best choice right now. But that Luis Ortiz fight, man, is a shame because I was really looking forward to that fight. But in a sport like boxing, man, and you have that, you could get knocked out with one punch. You have these dirty fighters. But at the same time, I think it's a good thing for boxing, though, that Wilder keeps catching these fighters, these dirty fighters. I think it's a good thing. I mean, it's bad for him for not getting a good fight, but I think it's good because we have it in a sport like boxing where somebody could die with one shot. These fighters are still using steroids, still using these drugs to get to get them in shape and whatnot. But hey, man, that's my call.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. We're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. Final thoughts time, Matty boy.
Yes, it is.
Yo, we should do an overtime show because guess what I watched yesterday?
Sorry, what was it?
I didn't say anything.
don't get it.
I didn't say anything.
You want to give your final thoughts? You want me to give my final thoughts?
You first.
Oh, me first this time? Final thoughts. We're probably not going to get Luis Ortiz in November. I think it's safe to assume that. Not safe to say that, but safe to assume that. What, you're about to whisper something, Ness?
I was going to whisper, then I decided.
Haters. I don't know how that means I'm a hater if I'm just saying that it's probably not going to happen.
You're on the pessimistic side of things.
I am. I'm on a realist side of it. If we get Dillian White or Bermain Stiverne is yet to be determined and yet to be really foreseen. I don't know really where we're going to go. I don't know what we're going to get. I am going to assume Deontay Wilder is for sure fighting in November. Last fight in April, I think it was in April, when his opponent test positive and then Gerald Washington came in. It's the same sort of situation. I think that was even less noticed. So hopefully we get Dillian White. Bermain Stiverne will not be great, but that is still likely. And again, I think that boxing fans, no matter what we get, we're going to be upset because I think Luis Ortiz was a great matchup with Wilder. And I think we all really wanted that fight, and we're just not going to get it now, and it's unfortunate. I'm Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. And my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. Peace.
He said peace. Matthew, what I was saying was we should do an episode of Overtime because guess what I seen yesterday? You don't want to guess?
What did you see? Oh, you went to the movies with your girl. What did you see?
I'm a bad co-host today.
No, I'm sorry. Somebody's trying to hit me up.
I've seen American Made with Tom Cruise.
I heard that's pretty good.
It is pretty good.
Interesting story, too.
Very interesting. So, I mean, it sounds a bit out there, but, I mean, when you...
It's very, very accurate.
When you're talking about the government...
No, all the parts about the CIA giving guns and drugs to the cartels and the Contras... That's all 100% proven. That's all been the CIA has given those documents out.
There you go.
Yes, that is not a part of fiction. That is 100% reality in history.
The amount of money, it was insane.
Oh, yeah.
Insane. Oh, but yeah. He died, man. They killed him. Fucking crazy. Unless that's what he wanted. Because remember, he was... Anyway, that's what overtime is for. I am your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Final thoughts. I'm going to be optimistic, unlike my pessimistic host. I hope it happens. Fingers crossed. Wilder wants it to happen. I'm sure they're going to talk to the WBC. And the WBC has made things happen before. Look, when Bermain Stiverne got upset that Povetkin tested positive, what did the WBC do to keep Bermain happy?
They said, ah, guess what? You're the automatic mandatory. You don't even got to fight anybody. So it ain't their fault that Bermain couldn't get his fight on TV, which led them to, you know, allowing all this to take place, you know. But they try to work the ball. So I'm going to see if they can do that for Wilder and November 4th happens. If not, you know, what are we going to do? Say good night, kids.
Well, good morning, still.
Well, it'll be night for someone. Bye-bye.